Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 weeks of fitness, episode number 52. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, before we begin with today's guest, healthy lifestyle wellness coach Tanisha Burke, I want to remind everyone to please donate to our fundraising campaign on Indiegogo.com, which expires on April 24th. All donations are tax deductible and will go towards our 12th annual Children's Sports and Fitness Expo, which will take place on Saturday, June 27th. Please go to Indiegogo.com, which is spelled Indiegogo.com, and type in 12th Annual Children's Sports and Fitness Expo. Joining us this year will be New York Giants running back Rashad Jennings. Rashad will receive the Commitment to Kids Award at our event. We are counting on you for your support. Thank you so much. Now, in this episode, I will be joined by Tanisha Burke, a healthy lifestyle wellness coach out of Rockledge, Florida. During the interview, Tanisha will share her very unique and innovative approach to wellness coaching. She will also explain why she does not subscribe to the one-size-fits-all model when it comes to designing wellness programs for her clients. Tanisha will also discuss her personal journey into health, which started a couple years ago while preparing to go on a very popular roller coaster ride in Ohio and realizing she could no longer fit in the seat. This was a devastating blow to Tanisha, who absolutely enjoys the excitement and thrills of being on a roller coaster. But instead of giving up, Tanisha took action. She changed her lifestyle and took the necessary steps to lose weight and improve her health. And as a result, she lost 103 pounds in 18 months. Tanisha is now sharing her knowledge and expertise with others with her Fit for Life by Tanisha wellness coaching business. Tanisha is an amazing woman. In addition to having her own wellness business, she and her husband owns a DJ business, and she also works full-time. Tanisha is on a mission to help others and to enjoy life in the process. This is truly an inspiring story. Now remember the words of Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, who said, "Action is a great restorer and builder of confidence. Inaction is not only the result, but the cause of fear. Perhaps the action you take will be successful. Perhaps different action or adjustments will have to follow. But any action is better than no action at all." And now that's worth thinking about. Welcome back to 6 weeks of fitness. Tanisha Burke is the owner of multiple businesses, one of which is Fit for Life by Tanisha, a healthy lifestyle coaching business. Tanisha's journey into a healthy lifestyle started over 18 months ago when she vividly remembers waking up one day and deciding enough was enough. She was sick and tired of feeling sick and tired. Her mind and her heart wanted to do so many things, but her body just didn't have the energy to allow her to accomplish the things she wanted to do. Tanisha felt like she was sitting on the bench of life, watching everyone else play the game. In her frustration, Tanisha tried every diet program known to man, from pills to injections to drinks and processed food deliveries. Nothing worked until now. Not until Tanisha took some significant action. And here to talk about what action she took to lose 103 pounds is Tanisha Burke. Tanisha, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Vincent. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. Now, before we talk about your personal journey into a healthy lifestyle, let's talk about you. In what city and state do you live?
I'm currently living in Rockledge, Florida.
Rockledge?
I was born and raised in New York.
All right. Born and raised in New York. Porchester, you said, right?
Yes, yes. Westchester County, correct.
Right, right. Now, I understand you're married. For how many years?
I've been married. It'll be 11 years in May, and I have a 5-year-old son named Jake.
Wonderful. Excellent. Now, I also understand you own multiple businesses, Tanisha?
Yes. My husband and I currently run a DJ business called Jam Masters DJs, and I also run my Fit for Life by Tanisha wellness coaching business.
So you own two businesses?
Yes.
And they're both very different from the other.
Yes, they are.
All right.
They
okay.
couldn't be further from different.
Exactly, exactly. But in each business, though, you meet a lot of people, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. I love the DJ business because I love music. And it's just a wonderful thing when you can go to someone's event and, you know, just make it a great event because of your music. You know, the music can make or break your event for sure.
Oh, exactly. So with your music business, you guys promote your DJ business so that you guys travel throughout the state?
Yeah, we go out of state. We'll go wherever someone's willing to pay us. We do, you know, weddings and birthday parties and corporate functions and holiday events. We do it all.
Wow. So is that what attracted you to your husband, or your husband to you, the fact that you both love music?
No, actually, I called my husband my computer love. We met on Lover AOL back in 2002.
Lover AOL.
Love at AOL. It's when online dating first started.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. So I call him my little computer love.
That's amazing. Oh, but that's a success story there. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, okay, but let's talk more about your weight now. When did you first realize that you were gaining excessive amount of weight?
Actually, it was around 2006. My husband and I had went to Cedar Point to go to... you know, the Cedar Point Amusement Park, and we were online to get on the Millennium Force. And at the time, it was the biggest, baddest, fastest roller coaster. And I was looking, you know, waiting in line, and I saw, you know, they have the sample seat when you, you know, to make sure you're tall enough to get on the ride right outside of it.
Yeah.
And Vincent, I looked at that seat, and then I looked down at my thighs, and then I looked at the seatbelt, and I looked at my stomach and realized that I wasn't going to fit on the ride. And that was a really big turning point for me. And that's when I kind of first realized that my health and my weight was preventing me from doing what I love to do.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Now, that was a wake-up call for you.
It was a wake-up call because at the time, we were living in Pennsylvania, so we drove all the way to Sandusky, Ohio to get on this ride, and then here it is, I'm there and can't fit on it.
Oh, man. Okay, but hey, that was kind of scary, but, you know, you didn't let that get you down, right?
I mean, no, I started researching, you know, just how different things affected our health and our weight, you know, how processed foods affected our weight and the environment and, you know, prescription drugs and, you know, artificial sweeteners. I just started educating myself on, you know, getting healthy and the things that we needed to avoid so that we could stay healthy.
Right. So I see that you tried various diet programs, pills, injections. Tell me about that.
Yes, I've, you know, tried the Slim Fast and the Dexatrim and the Grapefruit Diet and, you know, Jenny Craig. And I should own stock in Weight Watchers because I've done that at least 6 or 7 times in my life.
Oh,
and I even did the HCG diet and I lost a lot of weight on that, but I, you know, didn't make the lifestyle change. And, you know, all those different things, I'm not saying that they're bad, but I'm just saying that they're tools and you need to use those in conjunction with healthy lifestyle habits in order to be successful.
Right. Most definitely. Because although you did lose weight, you were not able to keep it off with the
Correct.
And that's the difference, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So after trying all these programs and nothing having worked, what did you do to lose the weight and to keep it off?
Well, at the time, I was working for a health insurance company, and they had a bariatric program, and I decided that I was going to get the gastric sleeve surgery because my issue, my main issue was portion control. That was just something that, you know, my family never taught me, portion control.
Yeah.
You know, my mom, you know, was a nurse and she worked long hours. So I was home a lot by myself. And so, you know, there was no one there to tell me that I was eating too much. Food became my friend. So in May of 2013, I got really serious and I started journaling my food. And I started going to the gym 3 times a week to do strength training. And I was, I bought a Fitbit tracker and I was getting 10,000 steps a day. And in 6 months, I lost 41 pounds doing that.
41 pounds in 6 months.
Yes, 41.
That's
correct.
That's amazing. That's great.
And I was doing good.
Just by changing the way you eat and doing some strength training in the gym.
Strength training, yep, and walking 10,000 steps a day, which comes out to about 5 miles a day.
Wow, amazing. Beautiful, beautiful. So go on, tell me more.
And then, so after the 6 months, you know, I was like, all right, now I'm going to have the surgery. And the thing was, my friends and family told me, oh, you don't need the surgery. Just keep doing what you're doing. And
right.
They were right, but at the time, I just didn't believe in myself. I didn't truly believe that I had made the lifestyle change because I've probably lost 500 pounds in my lifetime. You know, I'd lose it, gain it, lose it, gain it.
Yes,
so I still went ahead and had the surgery to help me, to be that tool to help me with portion control. So after having the surgery, I continued to do every single thing that I did before surgery. I still journaled my food. I was still going to the gym 3 times a week. I actually started running and doing, you know, races and 5Ks and stuff. And I lost an additional 62 pounds. So I had truly made the lifestyle change. I kept doing everything I did and lost in 18 months. It came out to about 103 pounds.
Oof. Amazing. And I've seen the picture. I've seen the before and after picture of you. Of course, it's like stunning.
Thank you. You know, it's funny because when you're overweight, you tend to be behind the camera and you avoid the camera and you take pictures of everyone else. But, and, you know, a lot of people, they see the difference, but until you see it yourself, you don't really realize how much weight you've lost. So now, you know, I take a lot of selfies. I'm still a little self-conscious, but I do take a lot of pictures of myself now to remind myself of my accomplishment and to see what everyone else sees. It takes a while for the brain to catch up with the body.
Exactly. So you recommend taking selfies just to show
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Because sometimes the scale doesn't move as fast as you'd like it to. And it becomes frustrating. So it's important for people to use other means of motivation and inspiration to keep them going for those times when the scale stalls. So, you know, take measurements, but, you know, taking pictures and looking back at your old pictures, nothing beats that.
Right. Now, let me ask you, let's go back to the surgery. Do you think that if you, do you think you would still have been as successful as you have been without the surgery?
Yes, absolutely. I do. Because, like I said, I didn't believe that I had truly made the lifestyle change. I was afraid that, you know, once I had this, that if I didn't have the surgery, that I would stop going to the gym and stop logging my food and doing all of those things. So I wasn't quite sure that, you know, I really made that change. But, you know, even after the surgery, I still did those things. So I'm like, oh, okay, I really could have just kept doing what I was doing and kept it off. But I am still happy that I had the sleeve surgery because it is that little added tool to help me and keep me on track because I can't eat a lot. And also, it has been a blessing for me because a lot of my clients that I coach, some of them are bariatric patients, and they can relate to me because I'm a bariatric patient as well. So I'm able to help both people who have had surgery because I've shown that I can lose the weight without it. And I'm able to help people who do have the surgery as well.
Oh, that's great. So then let's talk about your health coaching business. And you call it Fit for Life by Tanisha, correct?
Yes. And actually, I stumbled on it by accident, believe it or not. When I started living a healthy lifestyle, I kind of wanted to journal You know, everything I was doing just for myself. So I started my Facebook page, Tanisha Fit for Life. And, you know, I would just post that I was getting up and going to the gym at 5 a.m. as an accountability for me, because I knew if I posted it on Facebook, they would be looking to see, did she really go to the gym at 5 a.m?
Exactly.
And if I went walking in the morning, I would take pictures of how dark it was and take pictures of the sunrises. And I was taking pictures of, you know, recipes that I was cooking and posting motivational things. And my Facebook page grew to like over 1,000 people in just a couple of months.
Is that right?
And what ended up happening, which was very strange, is that people from all over the world started messaging me on Facebook asking for help. I mean, people out of the country, places I've never even heard of, they were like, oh, you look great. And can you help me? And so I kind of was taking what I had been doing and taking the issues that they were having and putting it together and kind of customizing a program to help them, and it worked. And that's how my Fit for Life program came about. And so it wasn't until this past November that I actually had turned it into a business. So, you know, I always tell people, technically, I've been coaching over a year. I just wasn't getting paid to do it.
But now this is also your passion now.
It is. You know, God has a thing for everybody to do, you know, their calling. And it wasn't until, you know, that I lost this weight and have gone through all the things that I've gone through that I realized that my passion is helping people to get healthy. And I realized that I had to go through the struggles of being obese my entire life just to get to this point where people can identify with me and they're open to receiving help from me.
Most definitely. Now, when you coach people, most of your coaching, is it online?
It depends. If they're local to me, then of course, you know, I have face to face with them. But most of my clients actually live in different states from where I am, and I use all means of communication. So we do telephone calls, we do video conferencing. You know, we use Facebook Messenger, we do texting, any way that's easy for the client to communicate with me, I do. I also use a state-of-the-art coaching software where I track their metrics, such as their weight and how many, you know, minutes of fitness they're doing. I track how much water they're drinking a day. If they're having issues, I may assign them a worksheet through my coaching software, and we communicate through there as well.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Now, could you share any success stories? I know you've only been officially coaching since the fall, you said, right?
Yes. Actually, November is when made it a business, absolutely.
Okay, but is there someone in particular that you can recall that really, truly made a significant improvement under your coaching?
Yes, actually, I have a couple of clients. One of my clients, she only signed up with me for about 2 months. You know, I have different coaching packages that go anywhere from 2 months, 5 months coaching relationship with me. And she chose a 2 month relationship just to start off. And, you know, in those 2 months, she lost 20 pounds. And she actually was kind of going through a medical crisis. And she recently thanked me, because she said, had it not been for her having a coaching relationship with me, the medical crisis would have caused her to go off track and she would have started eating.
Wow.
But instead of, you know, turning to food for comfort during this medical crisis, I was able to get her to focus on fitness and nutrition. You know, because at the end of the day, you can't control what the outcome of those tests are going to be. Those medical tests. The only thing you can control is what goes into your mouth and your fitness. And I had her focus on eating healthy and making her body be as healthy as it can be so that it can fight whatever, you know, disease or issue she was going through. And so she's done phenomenal. And actually, I have another client who recently, she used to binge eat a lot. And since she's been with me, she has not had any urges to binge eat. And she recently had a visit with her primary care physician. And she sent me a text and said, my primary care physician has wonderful things to say about you. and says that you're doing a great job working on me. So she's doing awesome. She's down over 20 pounds in just a couple of months. And, you know, she's focusing on her fitness. And it's not always easy. But, you know, when you have a coach, it's like you're not trying to do this by yourself. And a lot of people try to do it by themselves. So having a wellness coach, that one person you can go to when you have questions or you need motivation or direction, really makes a difference in learning how to live a healthy lifestyle.
Definitely. So do you actually meet with your clients once a week? Or is it,
Well, what happens is my coaching packages are based on follow-up visits, which are one follow-up session. They're 60 minutes. So if they purchase, let's say, my platinum package, which includes 5 follow-up sessions, I will schedule a follow-up session each month with them for an hour. But in between sessions, we're still communicating, you know, either daily through my coaching software or, you know, it might be a quick 15-minute phone call or it might be a text message exchange. And I'm also constantly watching their metrics. So, you know, if I see that they're losing weight and then the next day they're up 2 pounds, I'm checking their MyFitnessPal app to see, you know, okay, what did they eat the day before? Or I may call them and say, what's going on? What happened? Or, you know, I noticed you didn't work out these last couple of days. You know, what's going on with that? So I'm in constant contact with my clients. However, that once a month we are either video conferencing or have face-to-face or a one-hour phone call just to readjust, look at where they are, make sure the program is working for them, and tweak it any way that we need to. Maybe they had a lifestyle change, such as maybe they moved or they're working different shifts and, you know, we have to adjust their eating schedule or their workout schedule. So the follow-up sessions are critical for that purpose.
Modern technology is amazing, isn't it?
It is. It is. And, you know, it's important to make, when people are trying to learn to live a lifestyle, a healthy lifestyle, it's important that the lifestyle fits into their lifestyle. You know, and that's why a lot of programs out there don't work. You know, if you go to Weight Watchers, they tell everybody who comes in there to do the same exact thing. You know, they don't care that maybe you've had back surgery and you can't, you know, lift heavy weights, or they don't care that maybe you have some food allergies or you're a vegetarian, you know. So it's like you have to conform to the lifestyle they created, whereas my program conforms to the client's lifestyle. So I have a discovery session with anyone who wants to meet with me, and it's free. And it's where I ask them a whole bunch of questions about their lifestyle. What time do they wake up in the morning? What time do they typically have lunch? What types of proteins do they like? What types of veggies do they like? You know, I find out what their lifestyle is and what their schedule is. And then I take my program and I customize it to fit their lifestyle. So they develop these habits seamlessly. If it becomes too difficult, they won't stick with it. So it has to work into their lifestyle. And that's the difference between my program and any other program that's out there.
So it's not like one size fits all for everybody.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And that's it's funny you say that, because I always say that there's three major components to my program. And one of them is that there is no one size fits all for fitness and nutrition. So you have to find out, you know, you have to meet people where they are, you know.
Yes.
And if, for instance, if you love fried chicken, Vincent, and I tell you the only way that you can lose weight is to never eat fried chicken again, what's the first thing you're going to start craving?
Fried chicken.
Exactly, exactly. So it's not about restriction. It's about making healthy choices. And, you know, that's usually one of the first questions that people ask me is, what can I eat? And I tell you, you eat what you want. You know, you eat the foods that you like. You just make healthier choices. You don't eat the fried chicken every day. When you do eat it, you log it first and make sure that it doesn't take you over your calories for the day.
Right. Interesting. Very, very good. How important is nutrition in your coaching?
Nutrition is just as important as fitness. And that takes me to the second important thing. Again, the first one was there's no one size fits all. And the other is that the second is that it takes both fitness and nutrition to live a healthy lifestyle. You cannot do one without the other. So you can take someone who eats really, really well and they don't exercise. They'll lose weight, but they'll also gain it back because they're not exercising. then you can do the reverse and take someone who eats horribly, but they're in the gym 2 hours a day, 7 days a week. That person will lose weight too, but they won't keep it off because they're not eating well. My program focuses on both fitness and nutrition equally. You have to do them equally. You can't say, oh, once I get to my goal weight, then I'll tone up. It doesn't work like that. You have to do them both simultaneously. So I focus on both of them equally.
And do you talk to your, especially your female clients, do you encourage them to do strength training?
Absolutely. That is probably one of the things that, especially us as females, we kind of steer away from. For some reason, we seem to think that if we lift weights, we're going to end up looking like men with these huge Hulk Hogan bodies. And oh my gosh, I wish it was that easy to just lift a few weights and be buff like that. But no, strength training is so important. And one of the things that I stress to my clients and educate them on is that when you are trying to lose weight and your body is dropping pounds, if you are not building your muscle, your body eats away at the muscle that you already have. And that's when people start getting that bobblehead look and they start looking sickly with the sunken eyes and they're looking frail and their family's like, oh my God, stop losing weight. You're not looking healthy. It's because their body is eating away at their muscle. So it's so important to strength train at least 3 times a week. When you're in the process of losing weight so that you're building your muscle mass and your body's not eating away at it so that you don't start looking sickly. And it's funny because I always ask my clients what's their goal weight, and they always give me a weight that's in the, oh, I want to get to 200 or 180, and they're not realizing that even at that weight, it's still an unhealthy weight. They're at an unhealthy BMI. And they can't foresee themselves getting down to the 150s or the 140s. It's like their mind won't allow them to go there because they have this image of looking sickly if they get that low. But that's, if they're building muscle, they will not look sickly. I always tell them, you know, think about the gymnasts in the Olympics. You know, they're a little over 100 pounds, 120, 130, but they're rock solid. They don't look sickly at all because they spend a lot of time doing training to build muscle.
Right. Now, as a trainer myself, I will often hear from women, especially women of color, and they will say, well, you know, I need to lose weight, especially around the stomach, but I want to keep the breasts. I want to keep the booty. I don't want to lose that. What do you tell the women?
I tell them, you know, at the end of the day, your body is going to be the way God designed it to be. And if your booty is full of fat, it's just not healthy. You know, your butt is a muscle. So you can do some squats and you can do some leg exercises and glute exercises to build your butt up. You know, let your butt be nice and firm and not flabby.
Right. Okay. Because they have this impression that, okay, the bigger butts, the more attractive butt. But not necessarily. It's just more fat. Am I right? Am I correct?
Exactly. Exactly. I would agree with you on that. You know, I suffer from a lack of booty. I don't have much of it. So for me to get, you know, just a little something, I know I need to do squats and do some exercises to build that up. But it's okay because the most important thing at the end of the day, it's not about how you look. It's about health. Are you healthy? Are you at risk for diabetes? Are you at risk for high cholesterol? That's what it's all about. We need to stop focusing on the look and focus on getting healthy.
Most definitely. I can't stress that enough. Obesity is a major concern right now.
Yes.
Diabetes and hypertension. A lot of that is a result of obesity.
Yes.
You know? And a lot of us think we look good, but we really look fat and unhealthy.
Yes, exactly. What's the use of looking really good if you have diabetes?
Thank you. Exactly. I agree. Now, let me ask you a question about the wellness business. Why is it that it seems to be growing exponentially today? There's a lot of wellness coaching programs coming up and more people are looking for a wellness coach. Why do you think that is?
I think it's because I've tried to lose weight my entire life, but I've always kind of tried to do it by myself. And I could only do with what I know, and I may not know enough about it. So it's so good to have that that one person that you can go to kind of help you along that way. You don't need a whole group of people, but to have that one person that's knowledgeable, that's been there, done that, is extremely helpful. You know, we all go to our primary care physician, and, you know, the first thing they always tell you is that you need to lose weight. But even with your primary care physician, they are now slowly starting to refer their patients to wellness coaches because they don't have the time to sit there and spend with you to help you get healthy. They're there to treat whatever ailment you have at the moment, but they're not, they don't have the time to coach you along and put you on a nutrition plan and put you on a fitness plan and make sure that you're sticking to your eating schedule or your fitness schedule. They don't have the time to do that. A wellness coach does. That's what they get paid to do, to help you along the way in between your primary care visits, so that when you go back to your primary care visit, you know, 6 months later or a year later, they're going to see some results. And I think that's the main thing now. Right now, the wellness coaching business is not regulated, meaning that there are programs out there where you can become a certified wellness coach or life coach or whatever, but it's not regulated by any industry. So the testing isn't even standard. A lot of people ask me, you know, most people don't ask me actually if I'm certified or not. I am not certified. But I always tell them, you know, I have the certification of life. I've been there and done it. And there's nothing that they can really teach me, you know, outside of what I've already done. I've actually spoken to someone who is certified, and I was telling them about my program and stuff. And they're like, wow, you're telling me everything that they were teaching me. It's because, you know, my life experience is my certification.
Exactly. And that is, in many ways, more important is to have the experience. You know what I mean?
It is. It is. Because it's funny, you know, it's different when, you know, like, for instance, people look at Marie Osmond and she's lost 50 pounds, but they're like, yeah, she probably has a personal trainer, a chef that cooks all her meals. You know, they can't relate to her. But people are able to relate to me because, you know, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm working a job, I run two businesses. I'm just them. So they can relate to me.
Oh, most definitely. Tanisha, how can my listeners learn more about you, find out more about you? Do you have a website?
Yes. My coaching website is www.fitforlifebytanisha.com. And my Facebook page is www.facebook.com/TanishaFitForLife. And they can also reach me by phone at area code 321-345-9445. And I, you know, I welcome people to reach out to me and request a free discovery session with me so they can learn how my coaching business and my program can help them live a healthy lifestyle.
Now, are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter. You know what? I always have to look up my Twitter. Yes, I do tweet. Do you tweet, Vincent?
I tweet 3-4 times a day.
Do you? Oh, my gosh. You know, I always have to use something that sends it to everything. But my Twitter account is @TanishaFit4Life.
TanishaFit4Life. TanishaFit4Life.
Yes.
Perfect. Excellent. Yes, I have to tweet. You know, I have to. It's a bit, got to be out there, you know.
Yes, that's true. All the means of communication that are out there. And they can even follow me on Instagram at TanishaFitForLife as well.
Oh, perfect. Now, what are your future goals, Tanisha?
My future goal is to be able to do my wellness coaching full-time, because I'm also working a full-time job right now. So I do the coaching in the evening and on weekends. So I'm a very, very busy person.
Yes.
But my goal is for this year to just be doing the coaching business full-time. I just had my first health and fitness seminar this past March in Cocoa Beach, Florida. So I plan to do at least 4 seminars a year, hopefully in different states. And I just want to keep moving forward with my motivational speaking, doing seminars, and just building my coaching business and helping as many people as I can live fit for life.
Excellent. So this is going to be a growing business. So we will hear more from you.
Absolutely. I'm not going anywhere.
Ha ha. Tanisha, is there anything else you would like to share with my listeners?
Yes. I just want everyone to know that it is a journey. It is not something that has an expiration date, because even once you get to your goal weight, you still have to do the same things you did to get there to keep it off. So don't just get discouraged when the scale isn't moving, or, you know, you can't fit that dress just yet or those pair of pants. Keep going. You never give up. Keep going, because it's something that you'll have to do until you take your last breath. So just, you know, stay focused every day. Make every day the best day that you can. Make healthy choices with your food. Shop on the perimeter of the grocery aisle. Stay away from processed foods and artificial sweeteners. And make sure you get that fitness in. Even if it's just a 30-minute walk, if that's all you can fit in for the day, it's going to do wonders for your body. So never give up. Just keep moving forward.
Never give up. Keep moving forward. Love it. Just absolutely love it, Tanisha. And on behalf of Body Scope of New York and 6 Weeks of Fitness, I want to thank you for coming on our show.
Thank you for having me. It was fun.
And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave them on my 6 Weeks of Fitness blog at www.6weeks.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care. Bye-bye.